Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy New Year as we wrap up 07 and head off into 08. We're gonna do this with a bang with our good friend Joyce Weiss. Joyce is a corporate energizing expert. That's right. Would you like to have a little transfusion of energy in your organization? Could you use that? You know, in the previous segment I said that the 21st century is no different from all the other centuries we've had in the last few millennia. You know, there's a lot of change that goes on, but where things are different in the 21st century is the change is happening at a much greater velocity. So you better have your tennis shoes on, and you better be running, and so you, that means you got to have extra energy for yourself and your team. But how do you do that? How do you infuse energy into your team? Well, Joyce is an expert in that area. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, and also she's got a little booklet out that I'm proud to be the owner of a copy of, called 19 Secrets for Successfully Navigating Life's Potholes, Ruts, and Obstacles. And she's our good friend Joyce Weiss. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's always good to be back. Talk about energy. Every time I'm off your show, I say, okay, I don't do my coffee.
Hey, well, happy.
The listeners feel that way too.
Well, I do too, because it's sometimes it's a curse for me, but anyway, hey, listen, Joyce, you heard what I said. I told the audience that something they already know, and that is that they got to be moving fast these days.
Yeah.
And if we're going to move fast, we got to have people working with us who can move fast.
Yeah,
now,
no, absolutely.
So my question to you is, if people aren't moving as fast as they need to move, mm-hmm. how much of that can we actually impact? I mean, maybe I got the wrong people. Maybe I'm not just energizing them the right way. What do you think?
Oh, maybe you've got your gym shoes on, but you're going in the wrong direction or too many directions.
Yeah.
And I find that when people say to me, oh, I don't know why, I give my employees gifts, or I take them to a bowling party or something that they wanted to do, and the energy still isn't good. What's going on? Why don't they appreciate what I do? That's running in a good direction by trying to energize the people. But I'm finding that we need to do three specific things. Number one, you got to take a look at the team and find out what kind of barriers there are. You can't talk about morale, Jim, if there are communication barriers and people are not getting along and they're rolling their eyes.
So you're saying that if we got a failure to communicate,
yes.
then you've got to fix that before you can hold people accountable.
Absolutely. Number one comes the communication, which I call be direct with respect. I've mentioned this before on your show.
You've talked about it many times before on the show.
And there's a reason for it.
Say it again.
Be direct with respect. We have to, even though we may not like someone we're working with, we still have to respectfully work with each other in order to move forward. Because if the eyes are rolling or the sarcasm is there and you're not getting to the unsolved issues, then don't talk to me about having a good team. And that gets to the second step. Once you define and you teach people how to speak respectfully to each other, you can then go to team synergy. And that's by looking at the team, the strengths, the weaknesses, and what the team has to do to be productive. So once those two are done, then let's talk about, okay, we're talking, we're productive, our gym shoes are running in a really good direction all together. How can we improve morale? That's when the fun starts. That's when I call take the ride of your life. That's
but it sounds like those the, it sounds like those first two steps could take, for some organizations, could take a long time. There may be so much dysfunction, say, for example, in the communication area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not something... if you're totally dysfunctional from a communication standpoint, and I agree with you, I've seen a lot of organizations like this, you're not going to just declare communication to be better one day and then move to the step
no.
two.
No. And
how do you measure that? How do you measure that? How do you determine, okay, now we're communicating?
Oh, well, first of all, you're absolutely right. It's not a quick step. It is if people are communicating well, but if not, and I have tons of evaluation assessments that your listeners can get a free, I'll call them a free copy to see what they're all about. If they go to joyceweiss.com, and that's joyceweiss.com, and they look on products, they will see what I'm talking about. These are tools that they can either do on their own, and they're very easy, or they could always call and, you know, they could bring me in just on the telephone
right.
and do coaching. And that's where you quicken it up a little bit, because you find out the strengths and weaknesses of every single person. You do it in a very positive way, and this does speed up the process quite a bit, because these tools are great.
Well, so what you're saying is that if I've got a problem communicating with my people, and let me tell you something, folks, you may think it's not your problem. You may think it's the employee's problem, and you may be right, but as long as they're working for you and you're paying them, it doesn't matter whose problem it really is. It's your problem.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So you got to find a way to solve this somehow. And one of the reasons I think you have an obligation to solve the communication thing, Joyce, is I believe that managers have an obligation to employees that they've hired to give them the maximum opportunity to be successful before you send them on their way to go be successful somewhere else.
Oh, absolutely. And this
I mean, I believe that we have an obligation to try to redeem people. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but here's part of the challenge, though. Part of the managers have not been trained how to do that. Your listeners, as they're driving, I'm sure they're, you know, shaking their head, and you said, you got that right, Joyce. Sometimes their managers are great at their tasks, but when it comes to the people skills, they alone have been made managers because they needed to fill in the managerial body, but they need their own training on
yeah.
how to do exactly what you're saying, how to take care of their people, how to have the power to influence their...
Right. Hold on to that thought, Joyce. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our good friend Joyce Weiss. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. And we got more to come right after these messages. I'm 20. I'm not the time. I'm Jim. The time is 20. How about that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The things we've done together while our hearts were young.
During the past 10 years, the Small Business Advocate has become the major source of information for the small business community.
Every time you hold me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Please use those. We built them for you. We stocked them up with good, lots of goodies for your small business, just for you. So take advantage of them. No barrier to entry. My mission, my goal from day one back in 97 was to provide you with the best small business content we could possibly provide and make it available to you without barrier to entry. No barrier whatsoever. You don't have to give us your email. You don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to leave any money. You don't have to give us a credit card. Just show up. We'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use our stuff. That's smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I don't know what more I can do, ladies and gentlemen, besides that, and introduce you to really cool people, really smart people, like our Brain Trust members, like Joyce Weiss, who's with us right now talking to us about helping you get energized, get your team energized for 08. Imagine, Joyce, how energized your team could be if they actually believed that when they said something to you, that you understood them, you heard them, and you took them seriously.
Oh, hello, bingo. And that's you know, one of the biggest challenges for both managers and employees, because sometimes employees give up. And they say, why should I even give my opinion? Because no one listened to me before. And I say, if there are employees listening right now, don't give up. Maybe you need to talk to somebody else to be listened to.
You know, I think the biggest mistake that small business owners make, leaders make, of any organization, is they get the idea that the people working for you are working for the same goals and objectives that you are. You've got this macro view of your organization. You're running this military organization or this nonprofit or this small business or this Fortune 100 company, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're the leader of that organization, you've got this macro view of where you want this ship to be sailing. And you believe that the people working for you, doing all the way down the line, they've got the same macro view as you. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't. They have one goal in mind, and that is to do their job as successfully as possible. And it's your job to help them do that, not make them steer your ship.
And there goes one of the biggest challenges of the managers, whether it's, like you said, large or small business, is that to share their expectations, and not just share it, but make sure everybody understands it. And there's actually an expectation work profile that I was, you know, talking about before, you know, on the first part of the program.
Right.
That managers can write down so they can see, are we communicating? Am I, as a manager, communicating what needs to be done here? And am I, you know, do people get it? Because you can have a plaque on the wall, what your expectation is, but sometimes the words aren't making sense, or you're thinking one expectation or goal, and the employee is, you know, thinking of something else. So expectations, that's huge, of, you know, what's going on with the miscommunication. And that's why I said you got to first talk to each other before you talk about morale and energy. And that's part of the discussion is, besides the challenges that some departments may have with each other, what about the expectations? Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is definitely part of this whole process before you even energize.
What if you started out with your people, Joyce, first of the year, and you said, okay, Bill, tell me what you think you should be doing in this organization. What you think? There's no trick questions here. You're not there. There are no wrong answers. Nothing you say is going to get you in trouble or anything. But I just need you to be honest and really tell me the truth, because I want to make sure everybody's hitting on all cylinders around here. What do you think is your purpose for being in this organization? What do you contribute? What do you think about that?
I think if every single manager started even in the the interviewing stage with that question, I would write down, if I were the manager asking the question, I would write down or tape that answer, because this is where the gold is, right here. Right there. First of all, you'd make me feel good for asking.
Right.
And second of all, they've got the answers. They have the answers. Yeah, managers have some of the answers, but it's the people dealing the front line. They're the ones. And that would be a golden idea.
Well,
a few times, not just at the beginning and not like 10 years after at a team building meeting, but we're talking about periodically asking that question to everybody.
Well, it just seems to me that would be a good question. And what would be another question? All right, so then what do you do with that information?
Oh, then I would tell them, hey, I like this idea. I'm going to think about it, or I'm going to take it to the leadership meeting, but I'm going to get back to you and let you know what we decide to do or not to do with it.
You know what I think you might find? I think you might find that some people have a misunderstanding of what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, hello.
And it's not true, and it's not their fault if that's the case, probably.
No. No, but the thing is, with your idea, which is, it doesn't have to be a utopia question.
Right.
It's a realistic question. The manager has to still come back to the person who mentioned this and to say, hey, great idea. We aren't going to use this because
right.
If you just don't use it, then the employer is going to say, why? Why did I even speak up?
Joyce, give us your website one more time, please.
www.joyceweiss.com.
And Weiss is spelled W-E-I-S-S. Joyce, mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
Oh, you too, Jim.
Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
I think it's great. And call
Thanks,
me
Joyce.
Back anytime. You're great.
You got it. Thanks, Joyce. See you next time. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. Take the Ride of Your Life is her book. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.